You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Was always something that was special, at the very least to me, but I know us here as a baseball town, we always loved the All-Star game. And it's not just, well, when we were kids, everything seems better and you romanticize about when you were younger. It's because Major League Baseball has a bunch of morons running things to the point where Juan Soto, who is as arguably the biggest star in the game, arguably the biggest star in the game. Like, yeah, I know Judge and Otani. Well, guess what? Soto's right there. He's got the biggest contract in the history of sports. He plays in the biggest market in sports. Oh, and by the way, he produces like an all-star. Look at the numbers. I mean, I don't know, and this is not just about Juan Soto and a Met fan thing, but this pertains to Juan Soto and the Mets right now. This is a baseball thing. It's been an issue forever. And this, to me, was the where I'm drawing the line in the sand. I am boycotting the game tonight. I'm not watching it. And you know what sucks about that? Is that I actually really wanted to watch it. Number one, they're going back to each team wearing their uniforms, which I think is really cool. That's a throwback. That's retro. That's how it used to be. That's how it should be. Enough with the corny, different uniforms. Keep their original uniforms. Yankees wear the Yankee uniform. Red Sox wear the Red Sox, and so on. So that's a cool part of it. You have a bunch of New York stars in it. Judge, Jazz, we could get to him. Rodon, Booney's managing it. Our guy Booney. You got Joe Torre going to be there. Obviously Lindor and Alonso and Diaz and David Peterson, whatever. But there's a lot of appeal locally to watch the All-Star game this time. I can't do it. I can't let Major League Baseball get away with a wrong when there is no justification for it. None. It's an All-Star game. Soto's got the richest contract in the sport, a mega star, one of the, if not the biggest star in the game due to his contract and all the attention that he got last year with the Yankees and then leaving and going to the Mets this year. All of it. And he's on the outside looking in, and you expect me to take it seriously then and watch it? Not to mention that the game doesn't mean anything anymore anyway, because it's not National League versus the American League. There's interleague play every day of the week. It's intertwined. Like, they should just blow that whole format up. It used to be special. It used to be meaningful watching Doc Gooden against Don Mattingly, because it never happened with the Mets and Yankees or whatever. Pick a team. Clemens versus Good, whatever it may be. To go back to the 80s, of course, which I loved. Seeing George Brett play against Mike Schmidt, whatever it may be. It used to mean something. Obviously, that's long gone. And I don't even, like, I'm not even trying to get worked up about something so irrelevant and so meaningless as the All-Star game. But on a Tuesday night with nothing else going on, and believe me, I'm going to find some stuff to watch. Like, there's always something with Netflix and Peacock, whatever it may be, whatever, Paramount Plus, pick a service, Hulu, got to finish up on The Bear. My wife and I are watching Ashanti and Nelly's reality show. Like, there's a lot that I could get into on any given night. But on a Tuesday night with no sports going on, and all those things that I mentioned before that are appealing, you know, the history of the sport, the nostalgic feel, especially with the teams wearing their normal uniforms, all the local ties. I actually, tonight, was going to be the one game in maybe the last 15 years that I was looking forward to watching. And I said last week, I'm not watching until Soto gets selected. I honestly was thinking that the idiots at Major League Baseball would realize that Juan Soto needs to find his way there. And after injury replacement, after injury replacement, after Juan Soto's still not there. I'm sorry, I can't do it. Not to mention that they got a kid, Jacob Mizorowski from the Brewers, who has started 5 games and is going to be an all-star. He's an all-star after starting 5 games. How is that possible? And by the way, I think you can make an argument more so for Mizorowski being, first of all, you can't make an argument against Juan Soto. Like, there's no way to dispute it. His star power, the numbers, where he plays, like, there's no way to dispute Juan Soto. This is not a fringe, a borderline, on the bubble decision. Juan Soto is a clear, surefire all-star. There's no debating that. You can make an argument for Mizorowski to be an all-star because of the dominance that he's shown even in those 5 starts, the excitement, right? He looks like a star. So if you want the All-Star game to be about that, then fine. I personally think you probably should put in a little more work or a little more time than five games. I don't know how you can make it. 5 games! But at least if your argument is going to be, hey, we want the game's biggest stars on display in the All-Star game, that's why Mizorowski got selected. Hard to argue that, because he's exciting, young stud, star pitch, okay. I would be intrigued to watch him. If you never saw him before, you're a young fan that didn't watch him face the Mets when he faced the Mets, whatever it may be. Hey, I heard about this guy, the Miz, he's becoming a phenom, whatever it may be. You're curious, okay, you want to see him. Put him on the biggest stage. Well, then how do you have Juan Soto out? You idiots. And the reason why I'm really mad is because I wanted to watch it. So think about what baseball did. They took somebody like me, not to mention that the fringe fan probably just could give a crap less about the All-Star game and All-Star week and the Home Run Derby, which also I didn't watch. You know why? Because I boycotted because of Soto. Even though Soto had nothing to do with the Home Run Derby, I didn't want to watch it. I read about it after the fact, only because of my job. Otherwise, I'd just keep it moving. Really, I should have taken vacation because of baseball, not putting Juan Soto in the All-Star game. But anyway, read about it, know about Jazz and all that, and we can get into that stuff. But the Home Run Derby is, unless you go to it, which I've been to a couple, the 2008 one at Yankee Stadium and then 2013 at Citi Field, and they're fun if you go to it. Even that can be exhausting. But going to it, you sit in the stands, hopefully you catch a ball, whatever, there's excitement there. But the Home Run Derby is useless. We all know that at this point. But I probably would have checked it out. I am boycotting because of Juan Soto. So baseball took somebody like me who loves the sport, wants to love the game, wants to fall in love with the All-Star game again, and I can't because they left Soto off to a point where, when I said this story, I think last week, when I was reading the emails, what was it, 2 Sundays ago, whenever it was that they came out with the announcement, I got an email, and it was like the Mets media relations thing, like, oh, here are the All-Stars that have been selected for the Mets. And I did a triple take thinking, wait a second, there's no Soto on here. Like, Soto's such a star that even if his numbers were less than, like if he had the numbers that Tatis Jr. or Corbin Carroll had, he still should be in because he's a big star. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about he's got better numbers than both those guys, and he's a mega star, and he got left off. So what's the reasoning for that? And the reasoning to me, now I don't know this to be factual, but we do know that the players vote on this stuff. It's become a popularity contest within the players. It's why Lindor didn't get selected the last couple of years, although it's a different story with Lindor because you can make good arguments against Francisco Lindor. Prior to last season, especially prior to the second half of last season, he was not a superstar to the level of Juan Soto. He's just not. He's a star, and after last year, more of a star, and he was a good player, an all-star with Cleveland. He was not that with the Mets, and he's not on Soto's level. And he's had bad first half after bad first half, so you could at least say, hey, you know what? If Lindor wanted to make the all-star team, he should have had better numbers in the first half. But I do think that there was something to him not getting voted in by his peers, because he should have been an all-star the last couple years. At the very, it doesn't have to start, but voted in by his peers to be a backup shortstop. And he did get screwed. But you can make arguments against him, like I just said. With Soto, there is no argument against it. So what, are they just jealous? Are they jealous of the contract? They should be on their hands and knees.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He's thanking him and begging him for breaking the bank with that $765 million contract. But think about how foolish Major League Baseball is. Think about how dumb Major League Baseball is. That Juan Soto, one of the game's legit biggest superstars, forget All-Star, he puts All-Stars to shame. He's also a great show with the shuffle, with the at-bats. You saw with the Yankees a year ago. You're seeing with the Mets again this year. Like, we know it here in New York. I understand Yankee fans hate him and Mets fans love him. Whatever. That's part of what he did. Part of the decision. We're just talking about him being a star player. Whether it was with the Yankees or Mets, he just got snubbed as a Met this year. How could baseball not have him in the game? Doesn't make any sense. They don't care. I don't care. Boycotting. 888-808-1019. As much as I'd like to watch, I'm not watching. And good for Soto. Hopefully he's enjoying a vacation somewhere because he's earned that. But he really should be an all-star. Friends of Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. It's really aggravating. I would be pumping the game up. I'd be talking about it, being excited about it from a New York perspective. No Soto? No thank you. Vinny is on Long Island. What's up, Vinny?
What's up, Sal? How's everything going today, bro?
Good. How are you, Vin?
Good, man. So just a couple of quick things. So it's so funny. I'm 49 years old. I'm a little older than you. I grew up loving the All-Star game. It's changed a lot because of the interleague play, and there'll never be that, you know, you see guys all the time now that you wouldn't really see until the All-Star game, and I used to love when they came out and they wore their actual uniform.
Yeah, well, they're doing that again tonight.
Oh, it's about time because this whole stupid, all these marketing things are just ridiculous. So So a couple of things. First of all, Soto should be there. I'm a Yankee fan, but Major League Baseball can't get out of their own way. They don't know how to market their league. They don't know how to market their stars. They don't know how to market their future. I don't know what they're doing. Just a thought, and I don't think they'll ever do this. Instead of having the All-Star game at the middle of the year, maybe you do one or two things. Maybe you do an All-Star game in the middle of the year based on what they're doing now, which is the players who are good now. And then at the end of the year, you could do something really interesting and have an All-Star game with, like, the best position player in each league make one team and then have them play your future stars that are in the minor leagues. And let them have an All-Star game, and then maybe you can have an actual full run.
I think you're getting convoluted there, Vinny. Now, look, I appreciate the thought process and the creativity, and thank you for the call. And I know there's going to be a lot of that going around. I heard the afternoon show talking about it yesterday, how to make things more interesting. I'm not even into that. I'm sure baseball at some point is going to change it. Remember, the appeal of what the All-Star game was it was the National League versus the American League. Star players in each league that never faced each other. Outside of the World Series. That was the appeal. And now that's gone. It's been gone for years. So they have to change something. But I'm not even talking about that. Like, before you get to, well, they should have these players play this. You should play this game on this day after the season, before the season, during the season, spring training, World Baseball Classic. Tell me. Just give me the damn regular season game. Make the regular season more meaningful. Hey, before you worry about the stupid All-Star game, how about you worry about making the regular season more meaningful? That's more important. Because right now it doesn't mean squat. All you need is one or two good months. You're in the postseason. Anything could happen. So forget the All-Star game. Baseball's got bigger problems. But before we start worrying...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Talking about fixing the All-Star game and what you could do to enhance it, how about we start with this? Hey, knuckleheads, put the biggest stars in the game. Find me bigger stars than Juan Soto. Find me a bigger contract than Juan Soto. Find me a bigger market that somebody plays in than the one that Juan Soto does. Good God. That's a layup. That's right there in front of him. Like, if I'm in the office, I'm like, dude, you guys want to make this game more interesting? You want to get people to watch? You got to figure out a way to get Soto in it. Fake an injury. Where's Billy Epler when you need him? Get him on the horn. Tell him somebody's hurt. He got to get Soto in this game. He didn't get voted in. He's got to be here. I don't care what. Get him here. Like, that's, anybody could figure that out. Fabian is in the Bronx. What's up, Fabian?
Yo, what's going on, man? Listen, born and raised in the Bronx, Yankee fan, all that. Listen, they hating on him. Did I want him back? Of course. But listen, he went to New York, which is good. And you know what? We shouldn't be afraid to play the best. When the Yankees play the Mets, I want them to be good. So if the games are better, as we saw. So I don't care. I'm from New York, from the Bronx. They hating on Soto. That's it.
Respect,
that's all
Fabian.
I gotta say, man.
Respect.
I'm
with you. There you go. Respect. See, this is a day, and thank you for the call, Fabian. This is a day where Met fans and Yankee fans should come together. I understand that Yankee fans, some of them hate Soto. Some of them don't care, or they pretend they don't care. Some of them hate Soto. Met fans, some of them want more from Soto, but some of them love Soto. Like, whatever. We know the Met fan, Yankee fan thing, and it's always going to be a talking point as long as Soto's here. That's the impact that his decision had on this town, this sports town with these two baseball fan bases. But today is not about Mets versus Yankees as it pertains to Juan Soto. Today is about how the hell does Major League Baseball think that it's good for anybody to not have Juan Soto, one of the game's biggest stars, which is not debatable. Like, there are a lot of things that we bring up and we can debate about it. You or I can debate about it. BT or I can debate about it. He's on vacation. That's why he's not here. You're hearing me for the 17 minutes. You probably get the clue by now. He's on vacation. But BT and I can debate about it. This is not debatable. There is no debate. Juan Soto is an all-star. By any measurement, by any analytic, by any eye test, any standard whatsoever, he's an all-star. And the only reason why a bigger deal is not being made about it is because people already don't give a crap about the meaningless All-Star game. I know that some Met fans complained about it leading up to it, myself included, you know, a week ago, whatever it was, a week and a half. But think about it. The actual game, I still can't believe it. I still can't believe it. I said the boycott thing like last week on SNY as a joke. Oh, I'm boycotting. I'm not watching as long as Soto's not in it. And I said that thinking that, oh, they can't be that stupid. He's going to get in. Somebody's going to get hurt. He's going to have to fill a roster spot. Like, and then guys kept getting hurt. It's like, oh, David Peterson is replacing Robbie Ray. And I get it, like pitcher for pitcher, whatever. I don't care. Figure it out. The guy's got to be in the All-Star game. You idiots. If Soto had a down year, if he did what he did April, May, if he did that in June and early July, still, he should be an all-star, but at least you can make a case. And I'd say, hey, you know what? He didn't earn his way in. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. He's still one of the game's biggest stars, but at least he didn't earn his way in. You not only have one of the game's biggest stars, but you have somebody that performed at an all-star level. When has that happened? Usually it's the fringe guy, like a current star, even though he's having a bad year, like Julio Rodriguez, not having a great year. But he gets the benefit of the doubt because he's a star player. So even a guy with a subpar first half, you're going to be an all-star because we know you're an all-star player. This is the exact opposite. This guy's been a star player his whole life. He's in New York last year and now this year. He's producing at an all-star level. The numbers show that. Forget it. Use your eyes, whatever. The numbers, compared to the guys who got in above him, it's a joke. And yet he's not in. It makes no sense. Makes no sense. It's like baseball went out of their way to keep him out. Which I don't get how. It's ridiculous, the stupidity of this decision. Again, it's not a huge, like Soto's going to rest up, he'll be fine, go have a second half, and hopefully the Mets go out there and win plenty of games, and like nobody cares about that. It's just the All-Star game, but my God, it is a level of stupidity that is incomprehensible. And I'm calling him out for it. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Just getting started here. We'll get plenty of your calls in. We'll get to the Jazz and the Home Run Derby stuff. We'll get to should the Yankees trade for Eugenio Suarez as well. Just getting started. Hear from you guys next. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the Fan. no Soto, no Sal. I'm boycotting MLB's stupidity, not having Juan Soto in the game. It doesn't make any sense, just like I boycotted last night because of it. I figure if I'm going to boycott the All-Star game, I can't really watch the Home Run Derby, and I'm glad I didn't miss much with Jazz. Here's what I would say about Jazz Chisholm. Well, he kind of was being made a mockery, I guess, on social media last night because of his three home runs, whatever it may be. Maybe this is the best thing that could happen to Jazz and the Yankees. And I give Jazz credit for A, wanting to participate, and B, not trying to change his swing, because that's where it would get concern me getting into some trouble. But maybe Jazz will finally realize now he isn't, in fact, a home run hitter, and that can benefit him and the Yankees. Not opposed to the occasional homer, but I'd rather Jazz hit fewer homers, hit for a higher average, a little more contact from Jazz. He's not a home run hitter. Never has been, never will be. He's got surprising pop for a smaller, skinny guy. And you like the long ball every once in a while. But since he got here last year at the trade deadline, or before the trade deadline, whatever it was, he was hitting home runs left and right. That's not the type of hitter that he should be. He's got speed. He better hit the ball on the ground. So maybe this will be a wake-up call for Jazz. Hey, look, buddy, we love the homers. We get it. But you're not a home run hitter. You're chasing Judge. It's just not, that's not your game. Be you. Home runs are going to be a part of that. He's not a home run hitter. And maybe being exposed last night in the Home Run Derby, maybe that will be a sign for Jazz that, you know what, maybe I need to dial it back a little bit with the powerful swings. Because he does swing out of his shoes way too much. 888-808-1019. And wouldn't it be typical that Jazz would go out there tonight, like after, he didn't embarrass himself. Guys have had awful rounds before. What'd you expect? I mean, Jazz is not a home run hitter. That's what I expected when he was announcing that he was going to be in the game. Wasn't that bad, but he was being made fun of. People were clowning him on social media. Now, wouldn't it be funny if he goes out there and wins the MVP tonight? Which, by the way, don't know, don't care. I'll tell you this. One thing I won't be talking about, I mean, I guess unless something extreme happens with one of the local players here, is the All-Star game tomorrow. I'm boycotting it. That's it. No Soto, no Sal. And I want to watch. I like the old uniforms or the team uniforms being worn. Last time they did that was 2019. So I love the idea they're going back to that. But not going to be watching. Chris is in Milford. What's up, Chris?
Hey, I wanted to get your thoughts on the Topps trading cards hanging up a gigantic Juan Soto All-Star card in All-Star Village.
Did they do that?
It's huge. It's like 3 or 4 feet tall. It says All-Star Game 2025 on the bottom.
You're there, or you just saw somebody send you a picture of it?
Someone posted a picture of it, and it's real.
Yeah. I mean, think about it, Chris. This is not me looking for something to complain about. I am actually baffled by the idiocy of this decision. Yeah. He's a star. He's one of the more marketable players in the league. He's got the richest contract in sports. He plays in New York. Like, you'd be begging. If I were Major League Baseball, Chris, and thank you for the call. If I were Major League Baseball, I would be begging. If Soto, oh, God, if you just hit 230 and enough home runs that we can maybe sneak you in. I'd be begging for it. And this has nothing to do with, I know Brandon Nimmo complained about the rule that each team needs to have a representative. I actually like that rule. Maybe I'm in the minority. I don't really care. But I think it's imperative to try and, I don't know if grow the sport's the right word, but I want every fan base in the sport to have a reason to watch the game. So if your team stinks, now we happen to be fortunate now with both the Mets and the Yankees, but there were years where the Mets shouldn't have had an All-Star, and they had one forced because, hey, you got to pick somebody from the Mets. Hey, that's what it is. I'm fine with having every team having at least one representative. I think that's how it should be. You want to tell me you want to expand the rosters, whatever it may be, that's fine. Every team should have a representative in the All-Star game. So I would not change that rule. And that's not why Juan Soto isn't in. There's no reason for why he shouldn't be in. Somebody being on the bubble should not be Juan Soto's problem. He burst that bubble. Maybe in April or May there was a thought where, I don't know, he's going to be a bubble guy and somebody will be screwed because of his star power. He's probably going to get in anyway. But the fact that he didn't get in and he blew through the bubble in June, oh, good God, the idiocy is just eye-popping. Ben is calling from Albany. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good, Ben. How are you?
Listen, I get Soto 1,000% should have made the All-Star game, but two things. Number one, when the voting was happening, he was, you know, people were just going off of numbers. His numbers weren't where they are now. And number two, he's the most unlikable player in all of baseball. So
well, according to who? According to who? Why is he the most unlikable player?
According to his contract and what he says about money, he picked the Mets because of the money.
Don't you think all these other players, every one of them, want the money? What are you kidding? You're fooling yourself. Get your head out of the sand.
Oh my! He picked the Mets for the money. That's all he picked the Mets for.
So
he
what?
Didn't care about winning.
So what?
He,
what's your point?
He was in the world.
Ben, are you a Yankee fan? Are you a Yankee fan?
Yes, and I didn't want him
to then, I don't care about that. Ben, hold on a second. So if you're a Yankee fan, you're very familiar with players taking the money to be in New York, aren't you, Ben?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Very rich of a Yankee fan to complain about somebody taking the money. Your whole team was built on that in the 2000s, for goodness sake.
The difference between the Yankees and the Mets is the Yankees are a sustaining winner, unlike the Mets.
Correct, Ben. You're making it about the Mets and Yankees. I'm not doing that. I understand you're still hurt, Benny. It's okay. You know why you're still hurt? Because this never happened before. You're right. You were caught off guard because you thought the power of the pinstripes and the money that the Yankees had would be enough to keep Juan Soto. You were wrong. I tried to warn you, Benny. You should have been ahead of the curve if you listened to this show. I tried to warn you what was going to happen with Soto. You didn't want to believe it. You were blinded by the power of the pinstripes. And I get it, because it's never happened before. But it's very rich to say, oh, he only wanted the money. Nobody likes him because he only wants the money. Coming from a Yankee fan. Yeah, he wanted the money. I mean, come on. He only wanted the money. Yeah, I know. Gerrit Cole wanted to be a Yankee. I know all the cute stories about, yeah, he was a Yankee fan growing up. Spare me. He wanted the money. Aaron Judge may have turned down a little more money going elsewhere. Yankees had to come correct. Otherwise, he was going to leave. It's always about the money. Always. You think that's supposed to offend the Met fan that Juan Soto took the money? Who cares? Met fans are happy that finally they're spending the most money. That's the point. And this is not about that, Benny. It's about the All-Star game. Even a Yankee fan should be able to see Juan Soto should be an All-Star. He's one of the game's biggest stars. Adriel is calling from Avenel, New Jersey. What's up, Adriel?
Hey, I'm with you. Just like the movie says, show me the money.
Yeah.
It's always show about the money. Money. But
show me the money. It's refreshing when somebody admits it. Show me the money.
I'm a diehard Yankee fan, so I agree with you. But I'm talking about the All-Star game, actually. So I think we could fix it, and MLB should fix it, like you're saying, is do like the NBA. Get Judge as a captain. Get Ohtani from the National League captain. Make it a big pool that the fans vote everybody in, who they love, who they like. And then Judge and Ohtani as captains for the National League, American League, they pick whoever they want to start the shortstop and so on down the line, 1 through 9, and then they get the pick. And then this is how Soto can probably get in if he doesn't get voted in by the fans.
Well, it's not the fans.
Soto is dreadful.
I'm with you, Andre. Well, think about it. Forget that he plays. Now, it's hard to forget that he plays for the Mets or Yankees, because he's playing in the biggest market, and that is a part of his star power, superstardom. But he was a star long before he was with the Yankees, and certainly long before he was with the Mets. So the fact that he was already a star player and plays in the biggest market, and that he produced better than most All-Stars, he should be an All-Star. But your point about the fans not voting him in, that's only one aspect of it. His peers, his fellow players, did not select him as a reserve. I'm not arguing, yelling, saying he should be a starter. I'm saying the fans are going to vote however they want. Juan Soto's an All-Star. And if the fans didn't see that because of his, you know, subpar April, May, okay, so be it. The players got to understand, like, dude, this guy's one of the best players in the game. He's got to be in the game. And they didn't vote him in. So that makes no sense. Now, as for your other point, basketball did that a few years back. I don't know if they still do it. I checked out on the basketball All-Star game a long time ago. But I don't think that they do, but there used to be a draft, right? They would have that. So I don't hate that idea, especially being that there is no more American League, National League. Like, it's all intertwined. So why not have Judge captain one team, Ohtani captain another, right? You could say that the same way that you do it with the manager getting selected from the the team that was in the World Series, or the teams that were in the World Series a year ago, get to manage the following year's All-Star game. Okay, well, you could also then say those teams have their best players. They could pick a guy, their captain, whatever. You want to say Ohtani, obviously, for the Dodgers, Judge, clearly, for the Yankees, and then let them pick the All-Stars. Not select the All-Stars on their own, because, I mean, maybe Judge would have taken LeMahieu. Who knows? I mean, as much as he loves him, you just don't know. Just joking. But they could pick from the pool of players who get voted in. That would not have solved the issue with Juan Soto not being selected. Look, there's never, it's never perfect. Just the same way where calls get wrong all the time, right? Calls have gotten wrong. Every sport you pick it, even with replay. And then there's always the attempt to correct it. Oh, well, this was an egregious error by the ump. We've got to fix it. So then they write in a new rule that's going to try to correct that wrong. And then guess what? Something else pops up. And then they try to correct that wrong. And something else pops. Like you're never going to fix it. There is no perfect fix. And stuff happens. Life's not perfect. We get it. But the idea that Major League Baseball, which their singular goal, much like the Knicks, their singular focus is to win a championship. Major League Baseball's singular focus and goal should be to grow the game. And during All-Star Week, it should be a celebration of the best players in the game to try to market the sport. I don't know how you do that the best way possible without including Juan Soto. It just makes no sense. It makes no sense. That you actually got to laugh at it. I'm mad at them. I wanted to watch tonight. I wanted to see the ABS or whatever challenge system. Is that what it's called? Whatever the challenge system is. I wanted to see that in play. I wanted to see the Yankees in their Yankee uniform. The Mets in their Met uniform. I like it. That brings me back. No Soto, no Sal. I'm boycotting. In studio coming up at noon, he's a big Yankee fan, so we'll be able to talk to him about some Yanks. I don't know about the Home Run Derby. We'll see if you paid attention to that or what he thinks of the All-Star game and Soto, but we'll have some fun talking with Damian Priest. You got SummerSlam coming up at MetLife in just a few weeks. But more so, I wanted to talk to him because of his Yankee fandom, so we'll test him out and see how legit a Yankee fan Damian Priest is. 888-808-1019. Is the number to call. The other thing that I saw from yesterday was a Eugenio Suarez being written about in the Post by John Heyman, and Heyman called him the clear-cut best choice for the Yankees. I could not disagree more. Suarez made some comments yesterday saying he'll be I don't want to misquote him, but basically somebody asked him about what it would be like playing for the Yankees, and he talked about Yankees always win, blah 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 blah. So clearly he seemed open to it. And by the way, on that front, Byron Buxton shutting down any rumors of a possible trade, saying he would not waive his no trade clause. So you could forget him if you're a Met fan thinking about Byron Buxton and the idea of getting him in center field. He doesn't want to leave the Twins. I know. I'm shocked too. He wants to stay in Minnesota and be a loser with the Twins? Okay. Sorry. Moving on. Next target. But anyway, Buxton, so he's ruled out. You could take his name out of the trade rumors. And Eugenio Suarez would be right in the thick of the trade rumors and maybe at the top of the list for most. I'm not saying he's a bad player. I'm saying that I don't think he's a good fit for the Yankees. Now, he's better than Peraza, obviously, at least offensively, significantly better. But do the Yankees need another 30 home run hitter? Is that what they need? A guy who strikes out a ton but is going to hit with power? Yeah, it's daunting on paper. The Yankees already have a very difficult lineup to navigate through when it's aligned the right way. Dominguez, Judge, Bellinger, Stanton, Jazz. Like, that's their lineup of big boppers. They don't need another one. Matter of fact, I would argue that that's the last thing they need. I'd rather them make a big acquisition in both the bullpen and starting rotation before they went and got a big bat. They need a third baseman. No doubt about it. And by the way, we keep overlooking the shortstop aspect of it, and the reason is because, well, Volpe's shown some signs before, well, because he's their guy. Cashman made it clear they're not looking upgraded short, but that actually might be a bigger problem than third base. Might be. And my thinking is that if they went and got Suarez, what I would do in that case is then you move Peraza to short, and at least you shore up defensively shortstop. You don't need the offense from Volpe. What if you have Suarez, you certainly don't need the offense from Volpe, so I'd want more defense up the middle, and Peraza would give you that. And maybe that's part of their plan or part of their thinking. I doubt it. I don't know that to be the case. But if I'm the Yankees, I want a sure-handed third baseman who's going to put the bat on the ball, bring a different element, not somebody who's going to hit 30 home runs and strike out a ton. All right, back to the All-Star Game stuff, 888-808-1019, All-Star Games tonight. But no Soto, no Sal, I'm boycotting. Matt is in New City. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, Sal? Before I get to the All-Star game, just a quick thing about the Home Run Derby. So I have 6 and 8 year old boys. You know, they're getting into baseball and, you know, get all excited for the Home Run Derby. Mm-hmm. We sit down, and even my 6 year old's like, "Well, where's Judge? Where's yeah. Ohtani? Where's Schwarber?" And also, I couldn't even explain the rules to them. It was so confusing. They have a split screen that even after 5 minutes, I was like, "Yeah, let's just watch wrestling or something. This is awful."
You know, you make a good point, Matt. For a few minutes, I did put it because I know I had Damian Priest coming in at 12. I threw on Monday Night Raw, and that was more entertaining than some of the nonsense that I saw about on social media with the All-Star game. You're right. And Hoff was just telling me about this. His son was into it a little bit, trying to watch Jazz. At least there's a local tie. But if you're going to have a home run derby, you got to have the best home run hitters and the biggest stars in the game. And what good is it without Schwarber or Judge or Ohtani?
And I'm not that much younger than you, but like as a kid, I would watch Bonds and Griffey mm-hmm. and McGuire and Sosa, and it was very easy to follow. You had 10 outs, you hit as many home runs. They weren't up for 10 hours with water breaks. It was good. Why wouldn't MLB keep it simple? 10 outs, nobody's at risk of getting hurt. It's the pageantry of seeing the best guys come out. Kids could follow. Like they just get in their own way, and that's part of my point with Juan Soto. Now, I know you jumped on the other caller's neck. You know, I'm saying he's unlikable, not in a way that I'm defending it. He should be an All-Star, and I'm a Yankee fan, and I root for Juan Soto to strike out every at-bat because I'm very hurt. But he should be in the All-Star game, and Major League Baseball just, this is another example. They just can't get out of their own way.
Matt, let me just say something, because you said you jumped down the caller's throat before. I didn't say that Soto would be unlikable from a fan standpoint. The fans did not vote Soto in, but that's not what I'm talking about. The players didn't vote him in. So for our last caller who I was yelling at saying he was just obviously a hurt Yankee fan that wouldn't admit it like you, which is fair. Like I would be hurt too. I get it. And eventually you'll move on and maybe the Yankees are better off without him. Sure, you can make those arguments. But for now, to say that Soto's not liked by his peers because he chose the money, that is where I had an issue. That's totally different than you or somebody else not liking him because he spurned the Yankees to take the most money with the Mets.
Well, I'm glad you didn't yell at me because I had a whole comeback for you about being afraid of a snake all planned out. So I'm glad we kept it cordial, Sal.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the call, man. Hey, look, all you tough guys out there that get on me for not wanting to deal with the snake, I'll give you the address. You come hang out. I'll give you some Surfside. You get that snake the hell out of my backyard. How about that?
Oh, you don't want to deal with the snake? What are you, a wussy man?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. I ran the other way. My wife's out there going, "Where is it? Let me take a picture." I think it looked at me. But obviously, Soto could be unlikable from the fans' perspective. That's understood. That wasn't what I was saying before. The caller called up and said Soto's unlikable because he took the most money. And I assume, or not I assume, I thought he meant he was talking about from the players because the players are the ones who did not vote Juan Soto in as a reserve. That, to me, is laughable because every one of those players would take the most money and would want the most money, and they just don't want to admit it, which is even more why I love Juan Soto. At least he admits it. Whether we were serious, joking, I have no idea, but you know what? 120 grand, if he wants to make it like it's a big deal, so be it. Yeah, it's a lot of money. Most players are like, "Oh no, I want to just go out there and represent my team." And I hate to break this to you, because you got to remember, you know, there is a difference. As much as we here at the fan in front of the mics are fans, or behind the mics, whatever, are fans, when there is an element when you cross over, you hear things and you learn things, and it's just the things that sometimes I hear would crush the fan in me. Crush the fan in me. So don't be so naive the way that I was, although that can be a good thing, keeping your head in the sand a lot about a lot of things, which I do. But don't be so naive to think that whoever it may be is just happy to be representing the city and the team that he plays for. Like, it's always about the money. Always. There are certain few that money's not the primary thing, but it's always about that. So Soto's going to get a bad rap because he admits it when almost every other player out there is feeling the same exact way, but they just won't admit it. I respect the honesty. Justin is on Long Island. What's up, Justin?
So your outrage on Soto is preposterous because the guy's been playing basically 162 games every season. He finally gets about 4 days rest here. Maybe it'll motivate him going forward. Guy's making $750 million. he's won a World Series already, so what other motivation is there? Maybe this will push him into the second half.
Yeah, but
it's only good for us.
Do you think he
staying in the game doesn't matter?
Do you think he needs motivation? I'm not worried about Soto and his motivation. I'm talking about baseball making a wrong here. Baseball got this one wrong.
Well, at the end of the day, it's better for the Mets overall. We don't need. Who cares about the All-Star game?
Yeah, but why
is Lindor the second half?
Why is Lindor playing in the All-Star game? You don't care about it. Why is Pete Alonso playing it? What about Edwin Diaz?
Lindor is finally playing. This is the third, fourth year. He gets snubbed every other year.
Okay.
And look at what he did the second half last year. MVP.
But I don't understand your point. Why couldn't Juan Soto be selected and still had a big second half?
Oh, he absolutely could. But you're saying that you're boycotting the game.
Yeah.
This is probably a good thing overall for the Mets. The guy gets days of a rest for the first time in his career.
Let me ask you something. Who do you think could use the rest more, Soto or Lindor?
I think every guy could use the rest.
The answer is
Jose Ramirez decided not to play because he wanted to focus on the
But Justin, that's
what if that happened with Soto?
But that's not making
then it'd be nuts.
You're not making any sense. And thank you for the call, Justin. We appreciate you checking in. If you're worried about the rest and saying that it's a good thing for the Mets because Soto's not selected, that's a fair point to have. Like, hey, Sal, you know what? I'm happy that Soto's not selected because I don't want him risking injury. I don't want him wasting any energy out there. I want him rested up for the second half. What about Francisco Lindor, who's had the issue with his foot, you know, after getting hit with the pitch, plays shortstop every day, wants to play 162. You're not worried about him getting rest? Like, if that's your theory, then you don't want any participant from any team that you root for partaking in the All-Star game, or any player partaking in the All-Star game, which is fair. But that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm not saying that there aren't benefits to not being invited to the All-Star game. There might be. He gets to rest. He gets to spend some time with his family. Sure. That's besides the point. I'm talking about baseball committing a blatant wrong by not having one of the game's biggest stars who deserved or earned his way into that game. I don't know about deserve. That's a sometimes tricky word to use. But he earned his way into that All-Star game with his performance. Look at the numbers. Not to mention his history. Ken is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's up, Sal? Can you hear me?
A little bit. Go ahead, Ken. Let's try it.
All right. First of all, I think you'd take BT in a wrestling match.
Thank you. I think so, too. Got to get back to the gym, but I appreciate that.
And then also, I think I would take you in a opening Topps 1986 pack of cards game, which I'm happy to take the challenge.
Oh, all right. Well, I am the two-time defending baseball card World Series champion, but I appreciate that.
No, clearly I listened to your show. I was calling to say something about Juan Soto, but real quick, talking about the Home Run Derby, it reminds me a little bit. So I'm 54 years old of the dunk contest, where back in the day it was Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, mm-hmm. blah, 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 and they all stepped aside. And so you're not seeing the best dunkers, perhaps. And I also think the snub reminds me a little bit of Caitlin Clark, and I'm not a WNBA fan as far as, like, I don't watch it, but it's kind of like, why wouldn't you have taken Caitlin Clark and put her in the game? They need Soto. But my real point ultimately was going to be, I think you can take BT. My real point was going to be that I don't think taking the money means that you don't care about baseball, right? I think he's both.
Right, that's exactly right. It's not a crime, Ken. You make an excellent point, and thank you for the call. We got a break, so I let you go there, but we do appreciate the kind words and appreciate your support as a listener. It is not a crime for a player to want more money. That's life. God bless him. The more the merrier. We'll see what happens with Pete Alonso if he opts out, or Edwin Diaz, and maybe they go elsewhere for more money. Who knows? We'll find out. But it's not a crime for a player to want more money. It also does not mean that just because Juan Soto wants more money or took the most money or talks about money that he doesn't love the game. I'll take Juan Soto's passion for the game up against anybody. Anybody in the sport. That's why he's a sound investment. If you're ever going to invest big money long term, you want to invest in a guy who you know has a desire to be great, has a desire to be one of the best, loves what he does. There is no doubt about Juan Soto and his love for the game and his care to be one of the best ever. And that's why you make that investment. Oh, just because he loves the money? You see Juan Soto out there not giving his all every single at-bat? Not care? You think Juan Soto doesn't care about the results? He absolutely does. If he didn't, then it'd be a different story. Then we would be saying, ah, this guy just took the money, and now he's mailing it in, which we've seen with other athletes before. That's not the case with Soto. BT and Sal on the fan, BT on vacation. We'll get to the Jets when we come back, and Garrett Wilson. Also, continue your calls about the All-Star game and the Soto snub. No Soto, no Sal. I'm boycotting. 888-808-1019.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.